WTTS on demand.
92.3 WTTS. I'm Craig Shank with Luke Pritchard from the Kooks. They'll be in Indianapolis on March 5th at Old National Center. Now, you were recently in L.A. rehearsing for this tour. How did your band prepare to go out on the road?
We've been at a month off, so we kind of have to try and remember the song first, get in a room, start playing some tunes. But, you know, it's nice to be in L.A. and sort of put our feet down in the States and get ready for the tour.
How do you decide which songs are going to go into the set, and how do you make adjustments for songs to the live setting?
We generally sort of just play the songs that are our favourite tunes, and we try and, you know, change it up, obviously, every now and then, but we've got quite a good balance at the moment with all three records. And, yeah, I don't know, you know, we usually, I mean, we don't change the songs too much. There's a few songs where we've done something slightly different, like there's a song called See the Sun, and it sort of starts like the acoustic version, and then it kind of goes into band, and the songs always start to evolve on their own, really. Like, as you tour, you just change little vocal bits or whatever. So yeah, sometimes you have a moment where you kind of, yeah, you might hear a part and realize you're playing it differently.
So you had about 3 years between the release of Conk and Junk of the Heart. What did you do to get back into the songwriting and studio mindset before you recorded?
I don't know. I mean, you know, I guess you can't think about it too much. It was just getting some songs together, ready for the new record. And with Junk of the Heart, we worked in a very different way to the first two records. So we were trying to do something different and experiment with the production. So trying to be quite free and open with the way we did it.
You mentioned the production on the album. You were trying out some different things. It seems like, even though there's a lot of variety in the songs and what you're trying to get across, the production is fairly consistent. Was that something that was by design or just kind of a happy accident during the recording?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think there is a kind of conceptual side to the record, especially with the production, where it kind of, you know, it sounds like one piece from start to finish, I think, and that I guess was kind of intentional, and it's something we wanted to do. We were trying to sort of hone down a sound for the record, so it's good that it kind of comes across that way. But yeah, like, yeah, we really wanted to merge analog with digital, and all the stuff that was influencing us was much more modern stuff than on the first two records, which is quite different.
You ended up with some songs on this album that didn't quite make the cut. How do you determine what gets on the album, and do you think any of these songs will be heard at some point?
It's kind of quite normal for that to happen, right? When you make a record, because you always have a few songs that don't quite fit on there. And yeah, I mean, we've already put out like Saboteur, which was one that didn't make the record. It's great tune, but it just didn't sit with the rest of the songs. And we, you know, like, we wanted it to feel like a full album rather than chucking someone in which didn't quite fit. So it's quite a kind of big part of it about making the record, like choosing exactly which songs you want and the order of the tracks and everything.
92.3 WTTS. I'm Craig Shank with Luke from the Kooks. They're going to be in Indianapolis March 5th at Old National Center. And do you find that fans in the United States have a different view of your band than listeners in the UK?
Yeah, I think the US it seems to be just building, and I think people are still discovering us here, and that's kind of cool for us. Like, still kind of fresh. Whereas, yeah, like in England, I guess people have much more of a preconception of who we are and what we're about. It's good for us, and it's good for being an artist to have people not judging you on your past necessarily as much, and just hearing it, yeah, like I said, no preconceptions. And yeah, over here, just like, it seems to be very open-minded towards our music, the crowd, so it's good. We always like playing it.
Your band takes its name from a David Bowie song, and in your time as a performer, have you had a chance to meet a musician like David Bowie or anyone that's actually influenced the work that you're doing now?
Yeah, it's kind of been crazy. We've met quite a few people, especially from that era. I mean, we haven't met David Bowie. That'd be pretty amazing.
Yeah, so that one's at the top of the list.
Yeah, definitely. But yeah, that never presented itself. But you know, big moments for me were like hanging out with Ray Davies and, you know, playing a tune with him and, you know, having rehearsal with Ray Davies. And like Mick Jagger came down to our concert one time. You know, like we've been lucky, like we're really lucky to be able to meet a lot of the people that have inspired our band, just by what we do. It's always kind of a weird one, you know.
You actually did a cover of Foster the People's Pumped Up Kicks.
Yeah, doing the Foster track is really cool. I mean, I love that song, and it was, yeah, it was good fun to do. We wanted to change it up quite a lot, and we did a completely different kind of version. But it was just a great song. You know, when you take it back, strip it right down, it's like any great song. You take it to its basic form, and it sounds great. So we were very into doing that.
Now, what are you hoping that listeners who are hearing you for the first time or seeing your show will take away from the album or seeing the Kooks in concert?
The thing is with the Kooks, you know, with us guys, it should be, like, joyous. You know, that's the whole thing about us. We're trying to make pretty joyous music. And it's just about people getting their problems and coming and having a good night. So, you know, it's not anything more than that at the concerts, I think. So yeah, but I don't know. You never know what people think when they leave. But hopefully, people feel like a weight lifted when they go. You know.
It's 92.3 WTTS. I'm Craig Shank with Luke Pritchard from the Kooks. They'll be in Indianapolis March 5th at Old National Center. Thanks for talking to us, Luke.
Yeah, no worries, man. Thanks for having me.
WTTS on demand.